You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Joining us in the studio this morning, Denny Avery. Denny is the Atka Food Bank Director. Good morning, Denny.
Good morning.
Denny, there are many branches of Atka, and you're the food bank director, so tell us a little bit about the food bank.
So the food bank, food banks typically don't have a lot of money anyways, but we are the county's designated food bank. We're the only food bank in the county, and we are able to, through memberships throughout regionally, nationally, statewide, able to bring in large amounts of donated foods that, for instance, produce that may not be store ready and pretty, but they still pack in the nutritional value that our families need. And so we're able to distribute through our 16 partner pantry ships to get food out to different areas in the community. We deliver food and hold different distributions throughout the entire community, the far reach, to reach the people that may not have the transportation to get out.
There is an event that is coming up on Saturday, September 29th, not tomorrow Saturday, but a week and a day away, Saturday, September 29th. This is called Empty Bowls. Can you tell me about what Empty Bowls is and how it started?
So Empty Bowls is internationally recognized as a reminder of the hungry among us. It was originated in the early 90s by a high school ceramics teacher back east, where he had his class make bowls, and then together with his high school culinary home ec class back then in the early 90s, they made soup, and they've served them out of these bowls, and it's evolved over the years. These events are huge. I went to an Empty Bowls event in the Valley, and it was a 5-course meal, but we are keeping it. This is the first time we've ever done it to benefit Atka Food Bank, and we are keeping it the community evolved event, a very humble fundraising event for
but
our community.
A pretty fun night planned.
Very fun night planned. We are really, really fortunate so far to have had participants from local businesses. Premier Event Rentals has donated all the tables, linens, chairs, dinnerware, glassware, silverware to be able to put this event on at our warehouse where we have no furniture. Our entertainment is Somerville High's Jazz at 8 Choir and local artist and instructor Keith Evans playing the guitar and his banjo, from what I understand. I'm excited about that. The meal is a simple meal. Soups prepared by Embers, Pinocchio's, Marilia's, Sonora High's culinary class, salads, Jamestown Hotel. You'll get to enjoy a dessert provided by Elisa's Sugar Shack and coffee from Motherlode Coffee. We'll have no host wine and beer. The beer is Bear Tent Brewery, and the wine is Inner Sanctum Cellars. They'll be there pouring. We have a guest speaker, our 10-year-old Jamison Patterson. She's our little junior ambassador at the food bank. She collects peanut butter throughout the whole year for us, so she's going to get up and talk about what she does for our community. And then we have a guest speaker, Dr. Leslie Burkini. She's a local doctor, and she will be speaking on the physiologic and mental health effects of hunger on a person's body, so that's going to be amazing. And then there's going to be a short presentation from the community we serve, from members of the community that we serve, that are success stories, and they'll talk about how what the food bank means to them and how much they appreciate the food bank. So it promises to be a very humble, fun event, and we hope to see you there.
And the food bank is located in Jamestown.
In Jamestown. We are next to the Humane Society, actually, yes.
And there's going to be an auction as well.
We will have an auction as well, yes, to help raise funds. And we've had so many amazing items donated for our auction. So we're just really excited about this. I forgot to mention, actually, Sierra Bible Church Youth Ministries Group will be serving for the, you know, so you'll have a junior high student serving your table. So that'll be nice, too. So we're very excited. It's very community involved. We're keeping it how it was originally thought of, and we're looking forward to it.
At the end of the evening, everybody is able to take home their bowl.
Correct.
Tell us a little bit about the bowl.
So the bowl represents a family, a child, a senior or student, or someone who's just feeling hopeless or hungry. So these bowls that we have for our event, which will be a souvenir for you to take home, have been made by Foothill Leadership Academy students and Motherlode Adventist Junior Academy students. And we've gotten them in already, and they're so amazing. And so it's just, you take home the bowl, and it serves as a reminder that not everybody has enough to eat.
It really sounds like a special evening. Yes. And one that the entire community has come to help put this event
absolutely
together.
Absolutely. And we have an amazing community.
Ticket information. How do we acquire our tickets, Denny?
atkaevents.org, or you can call me, 984-3960, extension 104.
ATCA, by the way, is spelled ATCAA. And you said that's atkaevents.org?
Yes.
All right. Anything else you would like to add before we wrap up?
Well, if you can't participate, you are able to donate. There's an option to donate if you would like to help. But, you know, we did not go out for sponsorships to put on this event. We were really truly hoping just for our people to come to the event, see the food bank, see what it looks like, see what we do down there. It promises to be an amazing event, so I hope to see you there.
It is Empty Bowls, Saturday, September 29th, beginning at 5:30 in the evening in Jamestown. We have been speaking with the ATCA Food Bank Director, Denny Avery. Denny, it's always great to see you.
Thank you.